Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems by poets from Maine and elsewhere. We're supported by the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance and the Maine Arts Commission. Today, I'll be reading a poem by Betsy Scholl, who is Maine's third Poet Laureate. She's published 8 books of poetry, most recently Otherwise Unseeable. She lives in Portland and teaches in the MFA program at Vermont College. Betsy's poems are layered with rich detail and look at the sacred qualities of our lives. Her poem, To the Infinitesimal, grew out of an encounter with an insect. She writes, "It was summer and it seemed like those little nameless bugs were everywhere, even coming out of the faucet when I turned on the water, incredibly small and yet actually veering away from my hands when I tried to catch them. The Iraq War was going on with all the talk about killing, dying, and yet these tiny creatures were trying so hard to stay alive. They were insignificant in the overall view of things, and yet, I couldn't help taking them to be almost like messengers conveying how all of life is precious. It was almost as though it takes the smallest voice sometimes to reach our ears." To the Infinitesimal by Betsy Scholl. I opened a holy book, hoping to find the part about turning the other cheek, and out you flew, hovering dot, smaller than a comma, winged inkling. Were you late when names were given out, an afterthought, spittle from a cough at the end of creation? Feeling you graze my cheek, I lunged like a clumsy golem, but you gave me the slip. How can anything so small have a will, a want, the wits to flee two clapped hands? In a time revving for war, with experts stoking the engines, insisting necessity, you're a nil, a naught, a nuisance to ignore, not one of mystery's vexing ellipses. If your wings were, if you buzz at all, it's below our hearing, little seraph broken off some word in holy writ to drift among us, inaudible argument illustrating creation's fondness for every last tittle and jot. That was To the Infinitesimal by Betsy Scholl. All of the poems in this series are available at mpbn.net for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chute and family for making this program possible. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.